Chapter 34. Reforms of Josiah. Josiah was 8 years old when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. He pleased the Lord, following the path of his ancestor David. In the 8th year of his reign, while he was still a youth, he began to seek after the God of his forefather David, and in his 12th year, he began to purge Judah and Jerusalem of the high places, the sacred poles, and the carved and molten images. In his presence, the altars of the Baals were destroyed. The incense stands erected above them were torn down. The sacred poles and the carved and molten images were shattered and beaten into dust, which was strewn over the tombs of those who had sacrificed to them. And the bones of the priests he burned upon their altars. Thus he purged Judah and Jerusalem. He did likewise in the cities of Manasseh, Ephraim, Simeon, and in the ruined villages of the surrounding country as far as Naphtali. He destroyed the altars, broke up the sacred poles and carved images, and beat them into dust, and tore down the incense stands throughout the land of Israel. Then he returned to Jerusalem. The temple restored. In the 18th year of his reign, in order to cleanse the temple as well as the land, he sent Shaphan, son of Azaliah, Maaseiah, the ruler of the city, and Joah, son of Jehoahaz the chamberlain, to restore the house of the Lord his God. They came to Hilkiah the high priest, and turned over the money brought to the house of God, which the Levites, the guardians of the threshold, had collected from Manasseh, Ephraim, and all the remnant of Israel, as well as from all of Judah, Benjamin, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They turned it over to the master workmen in the house of the Lord, and these in turn used it to pay the workmen in the Lord's house, who were restoring and repairing the temple. They also gave it to the carpenters and the masons to buy hewn stone and timber for the tie beams and rafters of the buildings, which the kings of Judah had allowed to fall into ruin. The men worked faithfully at their tasks. Their overseers were Jahath and Obadiah, Levites of the line of Merari, and Zechariah and Meshulam of the Kohathites, who directed them. All those Levites who were skillful with musical instruments were in charge of the men who carried the burdens, and they directed all the workers in every kind of labor. Some of the other Levites were scribes, officials, and gatekeepers. The finding of the law. When they brought out the money that had been deposited in the house of the Lord, Hilkiah the priest found the book of the law of the Lord given through Moses. He reported this to Shaphan the scribe, saying, "I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord." Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, who brought it to the king at the same time that he was making his report to him. He said, "Your servants are doing everything that has been entrusted to them. They have turned into bullion the metals deposited in the Lord's house, and have handed it over to the overseers and the workmen." Then Shaphan the scribe announced to the king, "Hilkiah the priest has given me a book." And Shaphan read from it before the king. When the king heard the words of the law, he tore his garments and issued this command to Hilkiah, to Ahikam son of Shaphan, to Abdon son of Micah, to Shaphan the scribe, and to Azariah the king's servant. "On behalf of myself and those who are left in Israel and Judah, go, consult the Lord concerning the words of the book that has been found. For the anger of the Lord has been set furiously ablaze against us, since our fathers have not kept the word of the Lord and have not done all that is written in this book." Then Hilkiah and the other men from the king went to the prophetess Huldah, the wife of Shallum, son of Tohath, son of Hasra, the guardian of the wardrobe. She dwelt in Jerusalem in the new quarter. They spoke to her as they had been instructed, and she said to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, tell the one who sent you to me, the Lord says, I am prepared to bring evil upon this place and upon its inhabitants, all the curses written in the book that has been read before the king of Judah, because they have abandoned me and have offered incense to other gods, provoking me by every deed that they have performed. My anger is ablaze against this place and cannot be extinguished. But to the king of Judah, who sent you to consult the Lord, give this response. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the threats you have heard. Because you were heartsick and have humbled yourself before God on hearing his words spoken against this place and its inhabitants, because you have humbled yourself before me, have torn your garments, and have wept before me, I in turn have listened. So declares the Lord. I will gather you to your ancestors, and you shall be taken to your grave in peace. Your eyes shall not see all the evil I will bring upon this place and upon its inhabitants. They brought back this message to the king. Renewal of the covenant. The king now convened all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. He went up to the house of the Lord with all the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests, the Levites, and all the people, great and small. And he had read aloud to them the entire text of the book of the covenant that had been found in the house of the Lord. Standing at his post, the king made a covenant before the Lord, to follow the Lord, and to keep his commandments, decrees, and statutes, with his whole heart and soul, thus observing the terms of the covenant written in this book. He thereby committed all who were of Jerusalem and Benjamin, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem conformed themselves to the covenant of God, the God of their fathers. Josiah removed every abominable thing from all the territory belonging to the Israelites, and he obliged all who were in Israel to serve the Lord, their God. During his lifetime, they did not desert the Lord, the God of their fathers.